One of the first realizations I had when I was appointed to Highlands United Methodist Church officially was that this house, your parsonage, would be my daughter's last childhood home. This realization, coupled with the reality that 3920 West 32nd Ave would be where my husband and I became empty nesters, the place where we would be forced to figure out what to do with our lives all over again. In families and communities and institutions, we are forever coming of age. This is a complication of relationships, a symptom of love and connection, a consequence of inescapable interdependence. That one change incites another change, which causes another change. That coming of age is the falling apart we do together. As a community held steady by the rights of institutions guiding us along the way. I'm not sure there is a better movie than Coda to highlight the universal truth of collective becoming. A family falls apart as one person's identity comes together, and in the falling, they relearn what it means to be their true selves together. This is what makes Coda such a powerful movie. It connects our story to a universal constant that we know too well and talk about too little. The universal truth that we come of age in communities through a process requiring us to let go of who we were to one another so we can be in relationship with the persons we have now become. And the closest comparison to the collective process of coming of age that I can think of is mud wrestling, where everyone wears a blindfold and all of our legs are tied together. Coming of age is messy and chaotic and terrifying, not just for the young people entering the world as adults, but also for the adults who are already holding down full-time jobs, pretending we know what it means to be grown-ups. Case in point, I appreciate being in my 40s, but I regularly wonder how this new decade should inform who I am and how my middle-agedness impacts how other people see me. It seems that each decade arrives with a wave of ambiguity about what this means for the person I am and the external expectations of who I should become. And there is no more significant reminder of the depth gained from one decade to another than the public witness of children growing up. And while this growing up reminds us that we are growing older, it's the growing up and out of who they are that truly defines what it means to come of age. The growing up part is the morning we wake up to find a human we could once balance on our hip, now playfully picking us up and setting us down. The outgrowing is more challenging, less comical, more heart-wrenching part of the coming of age saga. The part where we realize at some level we were wrong about who we thought a child was. The part where we reckon with the guilt and sit with the sorrow that we were probably wrong about who they were for a very long time, perhaps their entire lives. Coda is a remarkable testimony that children do not simply grow up. They grow up and out of the misfit boxes we put them in. And in Coda, the parents miss this outgrowing, much like most people closest to children miss these things. They miss that their daughter is weighed down by the real and self-imposed responsibilities of protecting her family. They miss that their daughter is growing up into her own person with her own voice. They miss that their daughter is outgrowing the identity of the person they thought they needed her to be, and is growing into the person she already was when she was born. Coming of age is an awakening. We wake up to this seated self that began to germinate at birth, and without knowing exactly what we are looking for, we become driven to become the truest version of ourselves. By accident, most people stumble upon a light switch in a dark room that illuminates for them what it means to become alive. And while we experience a sense of soul aliveness, we become aware that the life we have been living is a few sizes too small. And right in the unbearable tension between where we are and who we have always been, rises the good news from our scripture passage today.
All the sacred teachings come from the breath of the Great Spirit and help us to teach others about the Creator's ways. They help us correct wrong thinking and bringing lives to balance. They show the good and right way to walk the road of life. In this way, those who walk the Great Spirit will have everything that is needed to do good things for others.
We have everything that is needed to do good things for others. In a culture that demands we make something of ourselves, the gospel is living proof that everybody already is born with an irreplaceable uniqueness inside of them. This is the good news. That contrary to what popular culture would have us believe, there is no single heroic act or genius idea that is going to change our life or save humanity. Our salvation is a cumulative awakening to the beauty inside ourselves and a collective commitment to manifest that beauty for our well-being and the benefit of the world around us. And every day, the divine presence conspires to bring us alive through serendipitous, relentless, electrifying introductions to who we were when we were born. Every day, the inner voice that was planted deep inside each of us with a story to tell whispers just a little bit louder and crawls one step closer to lighting up whatever room we find ourselves in. On an amateur night at the Apollo Theater in 1934, a 17-year-old girl named Ella Fitzgerald took the stage planning to dance. The act before her was a dance duo that was so good she felt she couldn't follow it. So, while standing on stage at the very last minute, without preparation or planning, Ella Fitzgerald decided to sing instead. She had never sung in public. She didn't know that she could sing. But as soon as she stepped on stage, the core story of her life awakened, and her life began to sing. A young person's job is simply to become who they already are. In a culture that preaches that no matter who they were born, they need to be somebody, anybody, other than their true and precious self. Our job as followers of Christ, as the church, is to grow up and out with them so that they might expand our understanding of what it means together in a way that fits the true self that we pray every child will become. In the busyness of our planning, we must stand still long enough to recognize the light shining in every young person that walks through our doors and encourage and embrace their outgrowing of the houses and traditions that once sheltered them. If this is to be a home where all belongs, then we too must be willing to grow out of who we believe ourselves to be, in order to become who we were before our families or our churches or our communities told us who we should be. This is our coming of age story. To build not a house to grow up in, but a safe home. Safe enough to grow out of, without ever having to face the threat that growing up is something anyone would have to do alone. Amen.